Ela, but, Yarmut, if you want to tell me, Mavir al Devar of Heve, no. But the Baal HaBayis says, give one piece of meat. And the servant told him to take two pieces. When he says take two pieces like a new commandment, he is not listening to the Baal HaBayis. It's called something new. It's called his giving a new command of two. Has nothing to do with what the Baal HaBayis said. If so, am I mole? If so, why is the Baal HaBayis over the Yisamila? Like the Shliach didn't listen to the Baal HaBayis. For your Tanaim, we learn like this. HaShliach Shosa Shlichusoi Baal HaBayis mole. If the Shliach, the master, tells the servant, take this meat and eat it, and the servant listened and did what the Baal HaBayis told him, so he's doing his Shlichus. So he said, there's a Chiddush Akro that you say, Yesh Shlichus by Mila. So it's considered like the Baal HaBayis ate the meat, and the Baal HaBayis has the Yesh Mila. He has to bring the Korban. But it says, what about Lo Yosef Shlichus HaShliach? Let's say the Shliach did not listen to the Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis told him, take this piece of meat. And he went ahead and took a different piece of meat by himself. Then the halacha is Shliach Mol. Who's over the Yisamila? Only the Shliach. Because the Mishalach didn't do anything. The Shliach didn't listen to him. He didn't do what he told him. So his doing is not considered like the person's, the Mishalach's doing. So therefore, it's the Shliach doing by himself. Therefore, the Shliach is Mol. So here also, when the master told the Shliach, told the servant, give one piece of meat. And he told him to take two, if you're going to tell me when he adds on more, it's still like he's doing something completely new, not just adding on to what the Baal HaBayis told him, so he's not listening to the Baal HaBayis at all. If he's not listening to the Baal HaBayis, there should be no ila, miss isamila for the Baal HaBayis. And here it says the Baal HaBayis does get an isamila. So here you see clearly, when the Shliach adds on more than he's supposed to, the pshat is, the amount that the Baal HaBayis told him is called he's listening. He's doing. He's just adding on a little bit more. So therefore it's good why all three of them are over the Yisamila here. The Mishalach is for the first piece of meat. The Shliach is for the second piece of meat. And the Yorchim is for the third piece of meat that they took by themselves. So verse says, no, maybe there's no proof here. I'll tell you, Hokav and Mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? Hokav and Mayaskin and the Omalahu. We told him, Tulu Achas Midaita Shemalabayas. That when the servant told the guest to take two pieces, he told them clearly like this. One piece of meat, the master gave me permission to tell you. The yachas midaiti, and the second piece, I'm giving you permission. The shoklu in a class, and they took three pieces of meat. So in this case here, we have no proof. Here for sure, since the servant told them that the master only said one piece, and I'm telling you a second piece, here for sure, he's only being moistif al-devarav. Because he's saying clearly, I'm telling you exactly what the master told me. So the first piece you take, that's like we're all a shliach for the master. It's called like the master did it. The second piece is on my achrayis. It's called like I did it. And the third piece that the Yorchim take, it's their achrayis. So from here we have no raya when he doesn't speak out. Half is like he said. Like the master said, sell me half of the kur. And he went and said, I'm selling you a whole kur. We still have a suffix west halacha. So Tosh Shema, come and bring your proof. Says, na mishnam, hoy saksuba samana. If the chaksuba is worth $100, she went and took a field that was worth $101. And she sold it for $100. The lachra is machra bottle. What she did was bottle. The Yoshim have right to come and get that field back. She had no right to sell this field. It's worth more than she was supposed to sell. So my love, isn't it? Tizovin shove monor vidinor bemona vidinor. That really what she did was she sold this $101 field for $101. Or my bemona, what do we mean to say 100? Bemona shalah just means that $100 she's keeping, and the next $1 she give back. Or my afilu, what does it mean afilu? That afilu hi omeris achzer es adin liyoshim. Even if bedina or mikakoi, even if she says, listen, true, I sold this field that's worth $101, and I got $101, and I give you back the extra dollar more than I took. Still, it doesn't help. Tony, it says, Mokra bottle. We say the Mecher is bottle. So what do you see? Sheila Meister sold the field more than she was supposed to. She has the right to sell a field only worth $100. And she sold the field worth $101. So we say the whole Mecher is bottle, and the whole property goes back to the Yoshim. The question is why? We should say the extra dollar is worth true. That she had no right to sell. It's called like she's adding on to the Ksuba more than she's supposed to. But the first $100 worth that she sold, that she has a right to sell, So why don't we say that much of the mechir is chal? So here we have it right here. We have our proof here that when the shliach adds more than he's supposed to, it's called he's doing something completely new, and this new thing he has no right to do. So Gemara says no. That's not the pshat over here. I say the pshat over here is b'di'ozel. The case here is where she didn't get a good buy. She sold $101 for $100. She made it cheaper. So that's why we have a right to get it back from her. That's what we're talking about. Trashy b'di'ozel. Omashemachri mocha botol. The tosa shemachri shavamana v'dina v'mana. That's why here's different. Here she took $100 and a dinner's worth, and she sold it for $100, so she made a bad deal. So here the Yoshim have right to say, you don't have a right to sell such a field like that to make a bad deal. But it could be where she made a good deal, just she sold too much. It could be only the extra that she sold, that they get back, but not the original amount, maybe there they don't get it back. So Rosh says no. Hamid is safer, but the Yoizel, since the end of the Mishnah is talking about where the price got worth less, heavy ratio, but lo Yoizel, Mashman ratio is talking where it didn't get worth less. The Tani is safer. What does the end of the Mishnah say? It says, Oisuk Subosa Arba Meyazuz, case by a Bas Koyin, Haksub was worth $400. Mokhul Zeba Mona, Zeba Mona. She sold the first three fields for $100 apiece. Very good. She has $100 worth to go. Only Akron and the last field that she sold, Yofa Mona Vadina Bamona. She sold a $101 field for only $100. So it says till the end of the Mishnah, Shalachron Mocha Bottle. It says the end is bottle. So the end is talking about that she made a bid deal. So who the ratio, the beginning is not talking about where she made a bid deal. Vishalkulam Mocha Kayim. But the first three fields that she sold, those fields are good. So who you see, you can't say the ratio is talking about where it got worth less, because that was the first case. I mean, you can't say the ratio, because that's the safer. Tomorrow says, Loi. I'll tell you, both could be talking about. Ratio of a safer, but the Yisrael. Maybe both cases are talking about where she made a beer deal. She sold Taka the property less than it was really worth. The safer, then, so what do we have to have two cases for? We heard the Chiddush already one time. The safer, the last case of the Mishnah, Kamashman, this is the Chiddush here. Taima, the Yisrael, Bidiyasmi. Why do we say the Mechir is bottle? Because she got gypped by the Yisraimim's property. Now she's selling the property for the Yisraimim, she has no right to get shipped. She has no right to sell it at a cheaper price. She can't take the fields away from the Yisraimim that's worth $101 and sell it for $100. That she has no right. But if she sells something for herself, maybe for herself though, then it is good. Then the Mechir is Chal. Let's say the first ones. Let's say the first three fields that she sold. She sold, let's say the second, she had a $400 ksuba. So if one field was worth $100, she sold, very good. The second field that she sold, even though she only got it was worth $101, and she only got $100. So there I would say, there the Mechir is Chal. Because Lamaisa, she sold $101. Now she has the right to get that much money, because she has $300 more coming to her. Just she lost out, she didn't get the complete $101, she only got $100. So we say she's going to lose out. We consider as if she got $101, but there the Mechira Tak is a good Mechira. There we say the sale is good. So maybe that's the difference between the ratio and the safer. Today, Mokakayim. The verse says no. Hamidiresha shamet minor. This also we hear from the Resha. Says in the Resha, hoy suksubosu masayim. If the ksuba she had was $200. Or mochra shavamon of masayim. She sold $100 field for $200. Or else oy shavam masayim bamana. She made a beer deal. She took a $200 field and she sold only got $100. So it says, what in this kab look suboso? So it says this Kiddush already. What's this Kiddush here? She took a $200 field and she only got $100 for it. So we say now, the $100 you got is as if you got $200, because the field is worth $200. That's how much the Yisraelim gave up to you. And you have a right to sell it, because you have a right to get $200. Ah, you only got $100, that's your tough luck, and you can't get more money back from the Yoshim. Ba'kopanim, we see when she does have a right to sell the $200 field, the sale takes place, even though she got gypped, we say, ain't her no b'kakois, and the sale takes place. So we see this chiddush from the Reisha. What do you need it for in the Sefer? So Reisha says, no. Now the time I would have thought like this. In the Reisha, where she sells a $200 field and only gets $100, there the pshat is she took all the money she deserves. She took a $200 field, and that's how much she deserves, $200. So there we say she's finished, and therefore the sale takes place, and she doesn't see any more money from the Yorshim. Avul Hocha, but over here, where she has a $400 ksuba, and she only sold one field so far, and she has another three fields to sell. I would have thought here, if the second field she sells, she made this mistake, that she sold a $101 field for $100, I would have thought to say, Hocha Nigzer, let's make Gzera to say here that the sale should not take place. Mona Risha, not the Mona Achrin. Because if the first sale takes place, whatever it is, the first or second sale, they're going to think, who at the end of the last sale will also be good. That's why the second field she sold $101 for $100. So it's saying, really that sale should go through. Because she has a right to collect $101. She has a right to collect another $300. But I would have thought, maybe no, we should not let that sale go through. Because if we let this sale go through, people will make a mistake and let the last sale go through also. In the case where she already collected $300, and she only has $100 more to go. So she sells now the last field that's worth $101 for $100. People will think to make a mistake, and there also the sale is chal. So I would have thought to say, just like at the end this sale is no good, maybe by the second or third soda, it should also not be good, kamashvalon. That's the chiddush in the end of the Mishnah. That even in such a case where it's possible to make gzera, the chiddush is no, still we do not make gzera. And Vika the army sums it like this. Here I have no question. If the master told him, go sell me half of the kurs worth of a field of Lischa, and the person went and sold the whole kur, some say, no, for sure, it's not called something new. It's called like he sold two halves, and the first half that he sold is okay. It's only called he added on more than he was supposed to. So the second half of the field, that he had no right to sell. But the first half, that sale is good. It's called Meisav al Devarav Hevi. Kiti Boilach, when do I have my question? When is there a Shiloh? To Yomalei, when they told him, Zil Zovanli Kura, go sell for me a Kura of property. Vyozov Zovanli Lischa, the opposite way. And he went and bought him a half of a Kura's worth of property. Here's the question. My, me, Armina, do we say, Omalei, I did to you something very good. Because what do you want me to sell the fields for? Because you need money. But what's going to be, like we had before, if you're not going to need the money, you're going to be tough, you sold your field, you won't get it back. So I did something good for you. Instead of selling a one shot, one big field, I sold so far only half of a field. Now let's see if you really need the money or not. So that's not to say is the mechir is good. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Omalei, the master could tell the shliach. Lenichalei, the livshi shtori alayu. I don't like to have so many shtoris. Like this, if you would have sold me the field at one shot, I would only have one shtar to hold on to, one deed to hold on to. But now that you're selling it at two different times, half the field at a time, I have to write up two shtoris. I don't want to write up two shtoris. So this is the shaila. Does the master have a right to stop the sale of half of a field? Where the master told him, sell the whole field. And he went ahead and only sold half of the field. That's the question. Because the master stopped the sale or not. This is the Shiloh. This the Gemara says, Toshima, come, I'll bring you proof. Nosan loy dino shel zov, v'yomalei havli. Yeah. All right, stop here. Stop this. So we'll get into this last Shiloh from tomorrow. Yeah.